All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, another segment from the Houston Livestock and Rodeo Show, brought to you by Uncle Steve's Shake. I am here with my good friend, Doug Scheiding of Road Cookers. Doug, what's up, brother?
Your health. There's going to be a lot going on
the next
3 days, as you know. So hopefully you're here for the whole
thing. I'm home for the whole thing. I'm flying out first thing Sunday morning, but I'll be here.
All right. Thursday night is like the American Royal Party night, so that's how I would compare it.
And like I said, I was going to do Thursdays because everyone's still setting up. It's a little less hectic than trying to do this and, little 10, 15-minute thing on Friday and Saturday, forget about it.
Oh, right.
So Thursday's the day. So how did you get involved with the Wild Game?
The Wild Game crew is who we're cooking with. Houston is one of those, it's corporate, basically.
Yeah.
You got to be a hired gun in order to get on the team. So I actually cooked San Antonio rodeo myself, and the guy that is running Houston, where was that baby again? 13? In 2013, came to San Antonio because he was a manager. And he actually got in a squabble with his folks over the trophies and stuff. And didn't have somebody. Because he won the Houston and had entries into the Royals as well as the Jack.
Yeah.
So we actually wound up getting second brisket, 16th in ribs, and got fourth overall in San Antonio. So he had called me, condensed down. He called me like on a Monday night about 9:16. Hadn't heard from him. And I'm like, hey, Gary, what's going on? And he's like, well, I never thanked you for getting food and everything. It's a man who's like a cook.
Yeah.
And so he goes, hey, I got a favor to ask you. Okay. Because I need someone to cook the Jack. I'm like, okay. And I said, when is it? He goes, it's this weekend. Monday before. And I'm like, Gary, that is a good proposition. Let me try to move mountains and heaven and water and everything. And I said, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I called one of my mentors, Darwin Noel, Giant Barbecue. He's like, you got to do everything you can.
Oh, you guys need to get by. Go ahead. Don't worry. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. That's my main energy. We're running back there. So I picked him up in Houston. Didn't realize he had a CIA, couldn't drive. So I drove the whole 17 hours myself. I called my wife in Baton Rouge. I said, get on the next flight on the next morning. She flew out, did the Jack, go back. It's 80 hours, which is incredible. We drove all night. And then said, I want you to take the next rodeo. This was the first character of brisket. 16 or something like that.
Hey.
I was on a trainer, and then the neck, he goes, you're on 1 more year probation, and then I went to first.
Hey.
So then I put the team in, and I actually met Tom Purple, and he was 16. But I'm over here, didn't know, and he said, come on over here. So I've been over here since 2017.
Okay.
Sorry for the long story, but
no, that's what I'm getting.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Like I said, last year was my first year here. Like I keep telling you, it's repetitive. But obviously, with them being in the podcast world, the barbecue, I follow everyone.
Yeah.
And there was some coverage. And also, the news, we're sitting at the house in the morning, waiting to come to the grounds. It's all about the party. They get the pretty girl come in with the camera and look around.
We normally didn't ask them to interview you.
They don't have big, fat, hairy Irish guys. I don't find a lot for off them.
You don't have the Southern drawl.
No. We might have to put subtitles on this.
Not from around.
But it's what I noticed of it. It was all about the party. The party.
Okay. Yeah.
But not the guys behind the cooking, making the event.
Yeah.
It's a barbecue event. So let's talk to the pitmasters behind the scenes who not only are cooking for the competition, but you're cooking for the party.
Wow.
You're all pulling the party off.
That other tent, I cook for 100 people every night. This one, I don't have to do that. So I can just concentrate on the competition. We are literally behind the tent. Our tent is 999 occupancy, and we cook back here. The party bleeds back here, as
yeah.
you well know.
It always
this
does.
This is the VIP area.
It always so does.
Anyway, but, yeah.
And, you know, not only you cooking, you're in the podcast gang, you know,
yes.
being the oldest.
The longest running.
Invented Forest Fogger from Texas on our good friend Greg Remke's 500 Central Show. And you are the relief pitcher. They called you with the close deal. On our Bud Lemon Jam from Baseball and Barbecue.
Exactly. The longest running guest co-host.
Yeah. You know, they bring you in and they leave.
Right.
You get the first question.
First question. Yeah.
And then you close the game out for the win.
It's perfect. And except when Lynn steals my last question. And then I've got to
every time, up. Lynn.
Yeah.
Every time.
Calling Lynn.
But what's going on with you with Throw Cooking? What's new? Anything?
We did the San Antonio Rodeo and got second in Chef Open there, and then within 318 or whatever. And then we got six margaritas. I just had a bad cook on Saturday. So here I'm helping with brisket, I'm in charge of ribs, and I'm kind of coaching on chicken.
Okay.
That's actually what I want.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing the Chef's Open, my wife with doing the dessert here. So I've got new rubs coming out in March. I've got three rubs coming out in barbecue spot. So I got all purpose. The brisket rub, which is already picked up in 91 Whole Depot.
You got to get them in the, got to get the ones in the Northeast.
Oh, I know. It's mainly kind of Midwest and South.
Tell them the Hooks in New Hampshire store needs to carry
it.
Because I drive by that one every day.
All right, I'll take that. That actually originated because I went to Memphis in May and did a demo. So I did a 1-hour demo on brisket. Cooked my brisket for the executive team for Home Depot. I guess they liked it. And then they said, yeah, we want the Texas brisket rub. That's the one that's in. And so, but they'll be out available in March.
Nice. And as everyone can see, you're exploring proudly for the
great
Southeast Standards.
Yeah.
Adam LaRoche.
Yes.
And all of his charities. Got anything coming up for him? I know he's always on non-stop on stuff, and especially in all the charities that
Yeah, you know, the veterans. We've last year we put the veterans event, and then we also put he had veterans and men opposed to sex trafficking.
Yeah.
So we did an event for that as well, where they raised over $500,000.
Yeah.
But we've got these three briskets here this weekend.
Okay.
Some meat three ribeyes that we're playing with.
Oh, nice.
And so we got those. So it's definitely supporting that. Of course, Rancher Jake, who got me. You know, he's kind of the scientist behind
the
whole thing. So,
beautiful. A beautiful brother. Thank you for taking a couple minutes. It's all right. Well,
it's all good. It's all good. So you know, today, like you said, it's the practice run day.
Yeah.
So I'm practicing a little bit of the chef. The chef's joints are open. My wife is actually cooking the dessert today, so it can cool and serve tomorrow. So we're cooking that right now.
Beautiful.
We'll play around.
All right.
And I was there when I saw the release of the perfect pick.
That's right. And I drank a wonderful bottle of wine that I was gifted after the fact.
Yes.
You know, stuff. If you got any more wine questions, hit up Doug at Road Cookers, and he'll put you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to
thank you
doing
so
everything.
Much. And have a great time.
I will. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're off to the next whoever we find out, and that's the next interview. So until then, keep the smoke rolling.